president for a business person and investment.
For a second.
All right.
I think so.
Yeah, so everybody's like, oh, did you have a good time in Florida? It's like, no.
No.
We had, one night we did, went to St. Augustine for dinner. And they have a little trolley. There's like 3 million Christmas lights, so.
Yeah. That was pretty.
Yeah, I mean, we had a nice dinner. It seemed weird. It's like 4 o'clock, all the restaurants are packed. It's like, welcome to Florida.
Yeah.
And it's like, we swipe
happy
my...
Happy hour starts at 3.
We stopped.
It's
we
my swipe, life.
Swipe my father-in-law's handicap card. It's like, you go to Walmart, it's like, there's 40 handicap spots, but they're all filled.
Did you get to the Fountain of Youth in St. Augustine?
Did not. Like I said, we literally drove there, had dinner, took an hour tour on the trolley to see all the lights, and drove back home. But I know that is there.
That's up, right? You're talking about up, like, by the Georgia border?
No, it's
not. It's well, like, it's north.
It's 45 minutes from my in-laws. They're
and
in Daytona.
Probably
is
an
it
hour
south of
and a half of
Jacksonville?
Georgia.
Yeah, it's it's between Jacksonville and Daytona, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
I'm thinking Jacksonville might be a place to end up, you know. They could go to the Super Bowl this year. I'd have something to do.
I didn't tell you who. It's very little football this fall. Pro football.
Right.
Okay, Debbie, you've seen this. This is what we call our projects list. That the yellow ones have all been completed during 25. The green ones are in progress, or shows the last time we had discussed those. So what, whoever the new chairperson is going forward, maybe just to update this, maybe, I think I have it on another tab, put all the 24 completions in a tab and remove this, the yellow ones.
Oh, okay.
And then just we'll just work off the current list.
Right, put them on a different tab. That makes sense. I was saying this is in the Dropbox.
Yeah.
So it's not just a chairman's list. We can all work from this list. We all should work from this list.
Yeah, I mean, I have a master list. That
yes,
I
you,
on, yeah.
Yes, yes.
So we're not updating it all.
I often say, put this on the list when I should go in and put it on the list myself.
Right.
So you say Dropbox. I'm assuming that's something I can't get into until I get the laptop correct.
Yeah.
Okay, so to make sure it wasn't...
Sometimes you can't get into it anyway.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, I'm working
the file
on it right
here.
Now.
I had to sign in. It
so
caused
like
me a little bit of problems
today.
Yeah,
she sent me that through the email.
But. Yeah, projects list.
Oh.
In the menu, yeah. So on this, a couple of updates. On the branding, I had a conversation after I met with Brian Chandley and... Ryan Bauman from the Jed Board, Dawn said that we could use, and they're looking for projects, the Jed Board. This is the White House Jed with the Anderson. They're sitting on about $700,000. And Dawn, in her opinion, said we could use those funds for land acquisition and or branding. So if we wanted to negotiate with the Andersons, the little slice sliver land, say, hey, here's what we want to put up with, or whoever owns the Briar Field and 28 corner, that negotiate them price and then to build some type of signage for that.
I want to back up just a second. The Jed's board, our Mommy, Toledo, Monclova, Jed's income and CETA income is managed by Mommy, and a check comes to us and it goes into our general fund.
Correct.
Nobody's sitting on anything.
Correct. This is the White House Jed.
Right. I need an explanation on that. So White House keeps 25% of that Jed and we get 75% of that Jed.
Correct.
I would say that the 75% goes into our general fund and we use it as we see fit.
What are the contracts, I think, aren't we supposed to use those funds for economic development like we did with the sewer?
The part that gets distributed to the partners, the, that goes into general funds. They can use them however you use them. This is, there is a carve-out in the contract, and I don't remember what it is.
That's what I needed explanation on.
There's a carve-out for the JED board, and they've collected. That's how they were able to contribute to the
sewer project.
It's a percentage, and as the as we've added more businesses and more income, it's grown. And so so now there's actually enough. There's significant monies in there that gets collected from time to time. So that's the money that
we're
discussing
about.
Yes,
we're not talking about what's in our general fund.
No.
Right.
Perfect.
Yeah, because they also discussed potential. Like a business development ombudsman person that we've been talking about, with the fire inspector and everything else.
Yes.
And Dawn shared that those funds could be eligible as for that to pay for some of that if we so choose as well. What that position would look like, who knows? Yeah. I mean, they had some ideas.
What?
I'm just trying to remember. I think that board also contributed to the our share of the 20A interchange, didn't they? A piece of it. So I mean,
that was the
JEDD.
Okay.
Right.
Supposedly Toledo did it from their share of the JEDZ. I asked Gavin to explain that to me every time that financial statement comes across, because the way that financial statement looks, it doesn't look like there.
Yeah, it's confusing. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. So I. If it's their controlled money, I love that they're looking at priorities they've heard us talk about, and I would be excited to do any of those projects. I think personnel is probably most important, but you will find, Debbie, as you already know this because you've lived here forever, students will be credited with greatness, right, in our local papers, and they'll be a mommy resident. When they're really a Monclova resident. We have people going to West Point from Maumee. Nope, they're really from Monclova. And when you start talking about issues, people don't know they live in Monclova, so they're like, oh no, I live in Maumee. No, you live in Monclova. So branding has been an issue that's been on deck forever. We just are also very cognizant of how we spend money. So when the 475 bridge, the 28 exit came about, Maumee and Monclova were going to do something, and Maumee got control of that, and it turned out to be very expensive. It was $150,000 for our share or more, and that just wasn't, we didn't think that was feasible.
Yeah.
So,
for signage?
Yeah, kind of like what Springfield Township has up on the fence.
Okay,
it was going to be going to say Monclova Township in cement or something.
Yeah,
so,
it was going to be on the concrete.
Yeah.
So we're thinking now, how can we brand you when you get off the highway? How can we brand you at Salisbury? How can we brand the area at 20A? So, okay, thank you.
So, Harold,
yeah,
I
need that. Thank you, ma'am.
I mean, obviously, if something like the Wood County getting off, I call it the Costco, as like the Dixie Highway,
right.
Like that.
Right.
Or if we could negotiate with the Barfield 20A corner. The Andersons,
right.
I think.
Right.
I mean, Rod Culler, who owns the apartments, did express he would be willing to have a conversation there if we can't do anything with them. I mean, the Andersons, I think, makes a little more sense.
Right.
Close to the intersection.
If we have that as our budget for all the branding in the township, that might make more sense to spend that much just on one piece. Seemed out of our reach.
Yeah.
I noticed in... on Burnwick West, when you enter Monclova, there's a sign that says entering Monclova, like a speed limit sign, and somebody has spray painted it, and it needs replaced. And I'm sure there are regulations to what we can replace, but wouldn't it be great if we used our pretty green and said, welcome to Monclova, and a pretty green sign, the scrolly M, versus this
Well, okay, yeah.
That is our road.
Yes, it is.
But I don't know that there still aren't regulations on it. And, you know, we could do a lot more of that throughout the township.
Right, right.
And not on county roads. We can't do it on county roads.
Exactly. You
know, we can only say there are a few, and it's very just...
Yeah, generic.
Monclova, yeah, generic is the right word.
Yep, the county's pretty strict about that.
Yes,
but can we think of any other entry points from the west? I mean, Airport Highway. I'm just trying to think where. Eber, 20A.
I think they should all be... They're all county roads, but they should all have that same sign.
20A and Airport or State, but yeah.
Yeah. Yes, 20A.
I mean, I think we just need to find an agreeable property owner, basically. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can certainly talk to... Because we've had some personnel changes at the county engineer's office. I can talk to them again and see what they might be amenable to.
Yeah. I mean, a nice monument sign, I mean, if, you know, if it's $4,000 or $5,000, it's going to last, you know, if it's granite, it's going to last 100 years.
Right. So. I imagine that's more like 10. Or,
yeah.
Now that I said that, it's probably more like 25.
Yeah. I tried to find somebody at Maumee that knew how much they... paid for the monument signs they have.
Yeah, they have a lot of those. Maybe they got a deep discount for the amount.
I didn't have much luck, so.
Yeah, speaking of signage, and I just thought of this the other day, so the county has already paid us for a replacement sign on that out front.
Yes.
So we need to find, but I would be willing to certainly upgrade this sign a little more to the vein of what the community center has.
Yeah, I would think so.
Something called more, so.
I would think so, too. Yes, they paid us $65,000 for that, so.
Right. So.
So let's get that on the agenda to get replaced.
Yeah.
Well, would make sense to me. I mean, certainly we can go shopping and get some ideas, but I don't think we want to replace it until the roundabout is.
We can get quotes and do all that now. So when the roundabout's done and
it gets
August,
put in.
And is it going to be here or is it going to be down the road?
Maybe we'd have two. This is always going to be a good location.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
get deep discounts.
I'm putting electronic sign and then So
I'll go.
If we could get a quote and just say, hey, we want it installed. August. I mean, we got it picked out and ordered and says, oh yeah, it takes, you know, there's tariffs on from China and the bulbs don't come in or the circuit boards or whatever. Yeah.
Can I run off the list? The sanitary engineer has a little project on Burnwick West. Water has been pouring from a pipe for, according to neighbors, 15 plus days.
We got a broken water line.
Yeah, same yard. He repairs Burnwick West about every 2.5 months. Would you say he's always there repairing? Brandywine's needs its pipes repaired. So one, I need this fixed. It can't just keep running. Do I need to get a hold of the county commissioners? Like. I don't know the guy anymore, right?
Yeah, well, Jim Shaw,
right?
Nate Incrott is replaced Jim Shaw. He's a good guy.
To fix the one corner took a year and a half. This can't take a year and a half.
And it was the sanitary engineer's office that called in. Oops, to have it marked. So we know they're aware of it. I'll talk to them tomorrow and find out what their plan is.
What their schedule is.
And I don't know.
And then the bigger picture is, Harold, this is something that breaks regularly. These pipes under Jim Shaw needed to be replaced. But there's no point in doing the road and then digging the road up to replace them. So there needs to be some coordination of that. We're slated for the road.
Mm-hmm. In 2027.
So they can't do the pipes in 2028. If they have to dig up the road.
Right, right.
So there just needs to be some coordination.
Mm-hmm. 26, not 25.
Sorry to interrupt your work list, but that's like a pressing.
Okay, I added it.
If somebody had to pay for this water, it's
I added it under maintenance.
Gushing.
So, any follow-up with line bar?
No, but I'm on it. It's
okay. And
that was the bottom line to do
it
today.
I understand Dave Kirscher told me it's under option or under contract, the rezoned property next to Snideki. So that was to come in the JEDD.
And they don't have their zoning, and it has not come in the JEDD because they're still working out who's going to contract, who it's contracted with, and who's going to sign the deed because it's not in the name of the sellers.
Okay. I mean, the zoning is complete. We did that here, and it's been 30 days.
But they don't have their certificate for it because they have not completed.
Okay.
They have not completed. A condition of the zoning was joining the JED, and there's nobody to, there's no property owner to sign the petition because the property owners are dead.
Oh, the sellers?
Yes.
Okay. I would hope.
And
maybe the buyers are in Chicago and they're dead and they bought it, right?
So they need, someone needs to open an estate and get it distributed to the people who want to sell it.
I'm just going to put in process.
Okay.
Diaz Handling. Going to add this. Eric was sharing this morning. He said he passed on to you some draft language about diesel generators that we have the capability of pick a date going forward of just saying, hey, we don't want, you know, roll that light. If you're going to build backup generators, they're going to be natural gas and not diesel. So incorporating that into our zoning code. So
you're proposing we move forward with that? You're asking for language to be presented to the board so we can review it out there?
Yeah, Eric has had, he did some research. He did find other examples of this around the state. He was forwarded to Dawn for her review, but you know, we can talk about it.
It's going to come in front of us, and then we'd send it to the Planning Commission and add it to our zoning resolution. Go through the regular process. So it's fine.
So, no, I just, and Eric was, you know, thinking, you know, do we want this just in commercial applications? And I think, well, you know, if somebody, you know, one of these mega houses down here on Albin, you know, if they're building a 10,000 square foot house and I'm living next to them, I don't want them to have a diesel generator.
What does a hospital have? Like, I would have to check that out.
Yeah. Most of them, he said, we have a natural gas here. Eric was.
There's three of them right out back, and all of them are natural gas.
Yeah.
I thought that's what the hospital has, too.
Probably. And most people that have emergency generators for their home, because you have pain in the patoot bringing diesel fuel in all the time, and then the
so
fuel
you just
sits
run your
there
pipe from your house
yeah, they
into
just
the generator.
Up to the, right.
Yeah, instead of having a gas fireplace, you have a gas generator. Yeah.
Yep.
So
that gives me plenty of time to think about it. Like, what industry would be using diesel generators that, like a hospital, I bet they're not diesel, I bet they're natural gas.
Like the bank, when I was at the office in Maumee, they had a diesel one, because that was the hot site for the backup for the whole bank. That was it, they had a diesel one, it looked close, a little room, or fenced in area no bigger than this room.
So they'd have to bring diesel fuel into it.
Yeah.
If
and they fired it up
down
once a month just to
check it, that's what we do at the hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Eric, in his language, he even put restrictions on when they would do their monthly testing. So it would be in the daytime and not, you know, because these all automatically, once a month, they just fire up for about 10 minutes and then shut off. But Eric put language in there that that would have to be during normal business hours.
No, I just thought as just a way of moving forward. A, it's, you know, it's cleaner.
Absolutely, it's Chuck. I'm not in disagreement at all. You're just giving me something to think about.
Shoot, I'm going to put that on there. But anything existing would be grandfathered.
So would anyone who already has one have to...
That's what Debbie just got there.
No, it would just, every existing ones would be grandfathered, so
but
new...
if they already have them, would they have to submit something to the township to say, I already have this in place?
Huh. Okay. Like Craig Bauer had one. Now I'm thinking, see? Yeah. Thank you, Debbie. Craig Bauer had one because it caused a problem when he moved it with the fire department.
Well, I think...
That was because
our zoning is mostly reactive. We're not out looking for violations. So,
yeah, but if it's in the zoning code, whether we're looking for it or not, we don't want to cause somebody an issue.
Well, and I don't want to be the heavy hand of government. Say, hey, come register your generator.
Well, wouldn't it? Wouldn't you just say anything installed after such and such a date would have to?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. That's all conversation we should have out there when we get the language in front of us.
But Eric has got a draft he's forwarded at the Dawn. I'm sure the Planning and Zoning Commissions, if it gets...
We'll add all that.
Right.
Yep. Fuel tanks, not...
Yes, that was fuel tanks.
Okay, sorry if Craig Bauer is listening.
Carol, where are we at? Do you know what the cemetery software is? That have they found out?
I haven't talked to Doug yet a little bit, but
he's been plowing and sucking up leaves. He's had no time for cemetery software.
Okay.
I texted him and said, "There are leaves still in my neighborhood. Big, huge piles."
Not anymore.
It's going to warm up this weekend, so hopefully everything.
Hopefully, we can get it all done.
Yeah,
no one else should put leaves out.
With this warmer weather, he's hoping to be done with it this week.
Maybe it ought to be mentioned that no more putting out leaves. We're just picking up those that were out before the snow.
Yeah. Here, I have a new snowplow truck on here. We got that, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're good on trucks for a couple of years.
And here, since the OTA is coming up next month, we talked about this last year. Doug got a quote from one of the companies about benches and picnic tables. About upgrading some of our benches were Metro Park hand-me-downs and they have probably 25 or 30 coats of paint on them, which are fine, and our trash cans are 55-gallon drums. They're critter-proof, but to upgrade our perks, I think it was, he had a quote for new benches, trash cans like they have at like the rest stops. They got, you know, they're critter-proof, but recycles one trash and things like that, and replacing all the benches, it was about $50,000 for, I forget how many benches it was. But they're all the maintenance-free, recycled milk jug material, you know, that color, we can color, and if we want to put some Clover Township in, like lettering and that, and some other stuff, but there's companies, three or four vendors that will be down in the trade show at that conference. It's like, hey, here's, you know, we got playground equipment, we have park benches, we have, your imagination can run wild. Depends how big your checkbook is. But do we want Doug, any interest in Doug updating that? I'm presuming he's going, Harold?
I believe he is. I'm trying to remember if we put anything in the budget for that. I think we did, but I'm not certainly.
But I think we should keep investing in our parks, Chuck. I have no problem investing in our parks. I'm not sure that's a top priority for the investment. Like, our picnic benches work fine, but
I'm not saying they don't. It would be just a little. It'd be an upgrade, and like I said, it would. I mean, I think the guys paint them. I don't know if they paint them every year, but every other year they paint them.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They've got not that much paint.
So when they refurbished Notre Dame Stadium, the old wooden benches, they cut them up and sold them as souvenirs, so you could buy a section of the old wooden seats. And they literally, it was like a quarter inch of paint for the number. You know, seat 11, seat 12, or they every year. And it was just like, whoop. I know this is showing on complete, but have we any other issues or with the expansion down there? Everything's good?
With
the maintenance garage expansion.
Oh, everything's fine.
We're good. No issues?
No issues.
I like the salt barn. We had to have them keep coming out and fixing the roof.
Nope. Not on wood. Not real wood, but yeah, no issues. We still seem to be having issues with the pickleball court lights. And I'm not sure. We found, I forget what they call them, baffles or shields that you can put on those lights to keep them from shining out away. But
kind of, yeah, more focused the lighting.
Right. But apparently, I mean, and I experienced this myself one night at about 8:30, my wife and I were eastbound on Monclova Road, and it looked like there was an airplane coming in. And at first, it didn't even dawn on me what it was. And I thought, what the heck? And as I got closer, it was our pickleball court lights. And it was cold, so I peeled in there. There was nobody there. It was 8:30 at night, and they were all on. So I turned them off. But we got an email today from somebody who said they come on every day about 4:30 and stay on until 10 o'clock. So I asked Doug to look at it.
Okay. Yeah, please put that on your list.
In the
that
rain, in the
so
snow.
Annoying.
Yeah, maybe if they got to
call the vendor that put them in and get it fixed and get baffles put on it and
do it
right.
It does need to be addressed.
I'm 100% in support of spending the money on that.
Yeah.
Heck, Chuck, I'd be more interested in adding more pickleball courts, the root of all evil, versus picnic benches. And
this is an older item that's been out there, but where are all? Do we have a personnel file on every employee, and where is that housed?
It's a good one.
Gavin has it.
Okay.
Are they electronic?
I don't think so. Kathleen can tell you. She's the one that puts stuff in the files.
But it's still not all my paperwork. I'm assuming that's what it was, just the file holder, the information on the file. I would say there's going to be a hard copy.
And does the employee, like, I know we hired, what, two people last year, three? Well, more than that with the fire paramedics, but do they acknowledge receipt that, hey, I know what Monclova's sexual harassment policy is. I know what their drug policy is.
There's a sign-off sheet that they
okay, and that's in the file also.
Yep. Chuck, why don't we do an inventory? Why don't we have them put it in here prior to a meeting, and we can peruse them at our.
I mean,
I'd like to see them. Yeah. I'd like to see what's in people's files. And do we need to do a better job? It would help us understand more completely what's.
Yeah, I don't
necessarily. Yeah, that sounds
yeah, I mean, I don't necessarily need to see the files, but if we had a Excel sheet, here's the all employees, and they've.
But that makes somebody go through the files, right?
Yeah. Either Kathleen or Gavin. Yeah. Or if he gets to the point where he's going to hire another assistant, you know, just to make sure that all our I's are dotted, T's are crossed, or do we?
Well, Harold, whatever the best way to do that is, we'd like to make sure our personnel files are
okay.
A-okay. Sure.
All right. A couple of things from the OTA magazine.
I will tell Heidi you
did
are
you
ripping
this?
That magazine up.
Huh? Did you see this?
No. I don't get it. I called them and said, why don't I get this?
So that there were...
why don't you get it?
They said, well, we don't see that you're a member, so
well, two
I have
things.
To go.
So Ohio House Bill 315, as far as public notices for meetings, that we can either A, print or digital edition of a newspaper of general circulation to the township's public notice website, or three, a township website and or social media account. So if we're having a zoning hearing, do we want to include it like on our social media? We don't have Twitter or X.
We have Facebook.
We have Facebook, but can, if we, I guess a question for you. So Facebook has an option to turn off comments, but if it's just a notice, can we turn off the comments portion on that legally?
On the notice portion?
Yeah.
Yes. I would say yes.
I mean, that would be...
So Chuck's asking for a change in policy. Our policy is to use the mirror, which doesn't exist anymore, and so we switch back to the blade.
Yes.
When this came out, I said, hey, look what we can do, and neither Kathleen nor Gavin wanted to do it this way.
Right.
So now we also have the Toledo Free Press. Might they want...
That's just digital only.
But it can go in a digital newspaper.
I mean, what are your thoughts? I mean, as far as...
You can use the one
on the
web. You cannot.
Well,
I'm
it
sorry,
doesn't.
Yeah.
App. Yeah. She's asking if we can use the app, but my mind is the app.
Yeah, is that social media? I don't think it is.
House Bill 315.
Yeah, I looked at this when it came out.
It says on there that it's not necessary to put it on there.
I mean, it's one more. We can, but it doesn't qualify for legal notice.
Yeah,
it can't be the only place you put it.
Right.
Yes, so I'm in agreement with Chuck. I would like to make our policy, and we can discuss this out there, or you could come back with a recommendation, but I think our social media reaches more people than the Blade does, so I'd like to use our social media, our website, and the app, and I don't mind using the Toledo Free Press digital if there's some...
Yeah.
If it helps them create that Anthony Wayne community.
Or just... You know, people say, well, I didn't know about this, I didn't know about that. You know, if you know the zoning that we just did on my Clover Road.
So, Dawn, could you come back with a recommendation that incorporates that better than we're doing it now?
I will do that, yep.
And I can tell you that some people might not like the change, named Gavin.
Is he sitting at the Blade?
Yeah.
Is there any print edition of the Blade?
Yes, twice.
Thursdays and Sundays, yeah.
Yeah.
And the other thing that was in the OTA magazine was public comments at meetings. So these are permitted rules about public comment that you can limit the time, 2-3 minutes, whatever. You can limit the period of time. So if we're going to say, hey, we're going to take comments for 25, 30, 45 minutes that, you know, there was some, I saw someplace in Southern Ohio, it would end, you know, the meeting ended at 11 o'clock at night. So we can limit comment to be about an agenda item, which I think we already have on that. Public comment is only recognized during the portion of the meeting that's designated for public comment, so we don't. No interruptions of chairpersons or other board members, and it just says others, whatever. But, you know, just to
So in our resolution that we publish, we have that all covered except the overarching time limit that we'll discuss this for 15 minutes. Yeah. If you want to add that, we can ask for this resolution to be updated and Dawn can have another project to bring back to
us. I think, 60 minutes is plenty of time. I can't think of any...
No, not just... We don't have any overarching time limit. Oh. We could add that to the resolution and we can establish it. If it's the first time we're hearing comments, we might want to listen for 2 or 3 hours. But if it's the sixth time, we might limit it to some other amount of time. Right. So we cover all those in this resolution, Chuck, except that one. If you want to get it added, great. It gives us the most comprehensive plan.
Well, I think whatever...
I would like to update the resolution anyway.
You know, this David Rippenoff, who I've heard speak down in Columbus, consistency, consistency, consistency.
Yes. Yes. This hasn't been updated since 2022, so you might as well look at it, too.
What's that?
Resolution 0222. Well, there's a lot of twos. 2022-5. I can hand it to you.
Do you want this back?
No. Okay. I would never have that except Kathleen sent me the whole thing because my computer is going to die.
But yeah, if you want to...
I'm proud that we're doing it correctly,
Chuck.
We can
send that to you electronically. I'm sure Kathleen has that. So we can just...
I need to run to the bathroom.
Yeah, I don't... Do you have anything else? Oh, the other... Okay. Well, just real quick about...
Yes.
It was suggested via email that our published agenda be a little more descriptive. A resident suggested that if we have a new business item, we say what the new business item is, or old business, or maybe under Harold's report, we just say A, B, C, D, and that just so they say, hey, if I want to listen in or not listen in, but new business, if none as of whatever, when Kathleen finalized the agenda. On Wednesday.
I like known as of. I talked to Kathleen about this when I came in today. I think a more robust agenda is a great suggestion, and it does require some workflow changes out of staff. That's going to be the hard part. If there's an action item from fire or zoning or administration, it should be on the agenda. So I think it's road miles today. Under Township Administrator Report, A would be road mile. Action.
Okay.
B would be
gov deals.
Gov deal annual. Action.
Yeah, cool. How strongly do we want to consider the renewal of our water records contract?
That's a good one to put on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you might not get them all because of the time limits of posting the agenda, right? But
should be able to. I mean.
Yeah. You can at least get more than is.
She puts out she puts out a draft agenda like on Tuesday, and
the dates are supposed to be in by Wednesday afternoon, so that she can get them out and updated and changed on Thursdays afternoon.
But our memos aren't due until
Friday.
Till Friday
noon on Friday.
Right. So we're asking for a little workflow, some action items. You knew road miles 6 months ago would be done at this meeting.
No, I didn't. No, I really didn't.
Well, you knew Dawn's contract. There are certain things going on
or,
the agenda.
Here's the agenda. I mean, new business. Can Harold or Harold report then A, B, C, D if he adds it on Friday? I mean, I think, administrator's report, unless there's something earth-shattering in there that we need to discuss extensively, if he adds, OPWC project or road mileage certification or law director.
And then
contract,
on Friday he adds a new one, it'll be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll talk about that in our staff meeting tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. I don't...
Unmuted.
Harold, do you think...
Do we want to be needed?
Oh.
Do we want to talk about something today?
I was going to suggest, thank you, that we have a brief executive session at the end.
Or we could have it at the beginning. Oh, wait, it's not on our agenda for the beginning.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
If needed for, okay.
It would be personnel issue.
Okay.
That's good enough explanation at this point?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well, is it an employment issue or a personnel issue or a discipline or...
It's personal.